The Observances of Sha'ban and Its Merits. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. The sanctified month of Sha'ban is here, with all its blessings for the believers. It has many auspicious anniversaries and the acts of worship in this month, including fasting, takes us to the proximity of God the Gracious. And if that person dies in the state of belief, he or she is insured of the bliss of paradise. It is the month on the third of which is the blessed birthday of the martyr of Karbala, Imam Hussein, peace upon him, who taught human beings to live in dignity as free men. It is the month on the 15th of which was born the Savior of mankind, the Prophet of Islam's 12th and last infallible heir, Imam Mahdi, peace upon him, whose reappearance the world is eagerly awaiting for establishment of the global government of peace, prosperity, and justice. Please stay with us for a special feature on this month. According to Sayyid Ali Quli Qarai, English translator of the Noble Quran and the Prayer Supplication Manual Mafatihul Jannan, or Keys of Paradise, compiled by the late Sheikh Abbas Qumi, Sha'ban is a month of great merits. It is associated with Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, who used to fast throughout the month. He would say, Sha'ban is my month, and whoever fasts a day of this month of mine will surely be admitted into paradise. The best supplication during this month is istighfar, or seeking forgiveness in the divine court. One should say 70 times every day, Astaghfirullah wa as'alhu tawba. It means, I plead to Allah for forgiveness and beseech Him to accept my repentance. Another recommended act for this month is sadaqah, or charity, even if it be as little as half a date, so that God may make immune one's body from the fire of hell. A highly recommended act is to offer a 2-rak'at prayer on every Thursday of Sha'ban with recitation of Surah Hamd once, followed by Surah Tawheed 100 times in each rak'at, and after Salam, Salawat to be recited 100 times. Salawat means sending blessings upon the Prophet and his progeny. It is said, God Almighty fulfills all needs pertaining to the world and the hereafter of those who perform this. It is also meritorious to fast on this day. And as per a hadith, the heavens are adorned every Thursday of Sha'ban, and the angels plead with God to forgive those who fast on it and to answer their supplications. In the book Kalimatu Tayyiba, it is written that once, on the first of Sha'ban, the Prophet's vicegerent, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him, was passing by a group sitting in one of the mosques and engaged in a debate concerning such matters as predestination and similar controversial issues. They were debating hotly with raised voices. The Imam stopped and greeted them. They answered his greeting and stood up, reverently asking him to join them. The imam politely declined, saying, O people who venture into matters that neither concern you nor are of any benefit to you, don't you know that there are servants of God who have been urged to maintain silence, not because they are incapable or dumb, but because of their trepidation? For indeed those who are cognizant of God are the most eloquent, intelligent, and wise. Yet, when they remember the greatness of God, their tongues fail, their hearts cave in, their minds are perplexed, and their intellects are confused vis-a-vis God's might, majesty, and glory. When they recover from this state, they approach God by the means of pious deeds, counting themselves among wrongdoers and the erring. Even though they are exempt from the faults of laxity and negligence, but they are not satisfied with their little service of God, nor do they regard as plenty the works they have done for the sake of God. They do not flaunt their works before Him, and whenever you see them, you will find them overcast with sorrow and awe, fearful and apprehensive. So where do you stand in relation to them, O band of mavericks? Don't you know that the most knowledgeable of people concerning predestination are those who are the most reticent concerning it, and that the most ignorant of people concerning predestination are those who are most glib about it? O band of mavericks, today is the first of Sha'ban, named so by our Lord because of the ramification and branching forth of His blessings during it. To be sure, in it, your Lord has flung open the gates of His paradise and presented to you the spectacle of its palaces and good things attainable at the cheapest of prices in exchange for the easiest of works, and yet you decline them. The accursed Satan, too, has presented to you the branches of his multifarious evils and afflictions, and you catch hold of the offshoots sent out by Satan and turn away from the branches of good whose gates have been laid open for you. Imam Ali, peace upon him, continued, This is the first day of Sha'ban. The branches of its goods are prayer, fasting, zakat, bidding what is right and forbidding what is wrong, kindness towards parents, relatives, and neighbors, resolving conflicts between people, and giving charity to the needy and the poor. You burden yourself with a task of which you have been spared and venture to probe divine mysteries, an exercise from which you have been forbidden, as those who try to explore them perish. But if you come to know what our Lord, the Almighty and Glorious, has prepared on this day for His obedient servants, you will cut short what you have been engaged in and start doing what you have been told to do. They said to him, O Commander of the Faithful, what is it that God has prepared for the obedient on this day? He replied, I will not recount for you anything except what I have heard from the Prophet of Allah. Once the Prophet of Allah dispatched a company of troops towards the people who were staunch infidels, the enemy made a sudden attack at night on Muslims. It was a pitch dark night, and the Muslims were fast asleep. No one among them was awake that night except four: Zayd ibn Haritha, Abdullah ibn Rawaha, Qatada bin Nu'man, and Qais bin Asim Minghari. Each of them was engaged in prayer and reciting the Quran at one of the sites of the camp. The enemy rained arrows on the Muslims, who could not shield themselves from the assailants, as they did not see because of darkness. Such was their predicament when they suddenly saw lights burst forth from the visages of these four men, which illuminated the battlefield for the Muslim warriors. This gave them strength and morale. Drawing their swords, they gave a good fight, killing the attackers, wounding some of them, and taking others captive. On their return, when they related the incident to the Prophet, he told them that those lights came from certain acts of theirs performed on the first of Sha'ban. Then they described the acts that each one of them had performed. As narrated by Imam Ali, peace upon him, therefore the Prophet said, when the first day of Sha'ban arrives, Satan spreads out his troops throughout the corners of the earth and its horizons, asking them to try to attract some of God's servants toward themselves. Indeed, God Almighty and Glorious also scatters his angels throughout the earth's quarters and horizons, telling them, guide my servants and show them the right way, whereat all of them will attain felicity through you, except such of them as refuse and are arrogant and rebellious. These join the party of Satan and enter his hosts. On the advent of the first of Sha'ban, God, Almighty and Glorious, commands the gates of paradise to open, and he commands the tree of Tuba, whereat it spreads its branches all over the world. Then a herald of our Lord, Almighty and Glorious, calls out, O servants of God, these are the branches of the tree of Tuba. Take hold of them so that they may lift you up toward paradise. And those are the branches of the tree of Zakum. Beware of them. Let them not draw you toward hell. The Prophet of Allah said, by him who sent me as the Prophet with the truth, whoever approaches one of the doors of goodness and piety on this day, adheres to a branch of the tree of Tuba, and is taken toward paradise. And whoever approaches one of the doors of evil on this day is stuck to a branch of the Zakum tree, which draws him toward hell. The Prophet of Allah then said, whoever performs supererogatory prayers on this day for the sake of God catches hold of one of its branches. Whoever fasts on this day clings to one of the branches. On this day, whoever makes peace between a husband and wife, father and son, or between two relatives or neighbors, or between two strangers, clings to one of the branches. Whoever shows lenience toward the debtor in straits or forgives part of the debt, clings to one of its branches. Also, someone who on reviewing personal accounts becomes aware of an old debt to someone who has lost hope of reclaiming it and repays the debt is one who clings to one of the branches. Whoever assumes charge of an orphan's care on this day is one who clings to one of the branches. Whoever restrains a fool from compromising the honor of a faithful person is one who clings to one of the branches. Whoever recites the Quran or part of it therein is one who clings to one of the branches, someone who remembers God and His blessings and gives thanks for them is one who clings to one of the branches. Someone who visits a sick person is one who clings to one of the branches. Someone who accompanies a funeral procession is one who clings to one of the branches. Someone who condoles with the bereaved victim of a tragedy on this day is one who clings to one of the branches. Someone who does an act of kindness for his parents is one who clings to one of the branches. Someone who obtains the satisfaction of parents after they had been displeased with him or her either is one who clings to one of the branches. Similarly, someone who performs any of the various kinds of good on this day is one who hangs on to one of the branches of Tuba. Imam Ali, peace upon him, while narrating this lengthy hadith, said, "Then the Prophet of Allah added, 'By him who sent me as a prophet with the truth, whoever approaches one of the doors of evil and disobedience to God on this day hangs on to one of the branches of the tree of Zaqum and is drawn toward hell.' Then he said, 'By him who sent me as a prophet with the truth, whoever is negligent of obligatory prayers on this day and misses them is one who clings to one of its branches.' Whoever misses a fast that was obligatory on this day is one who clings to one of its branches. Someone who is approached on this day by a weak and indigent person whose wretched condition is apparent and is able to change it without suffering any harm, since there is no one else who may help, but fails to give him a helping hand by leaving him to languish and perish, then becomes the one who clings to one of the branches of the Zaqum tree. Whoever that does not accept the apology of someone who has done him a wrong, and instead of keeping the punishment of the offender within the limits of his offense, transgresses those limits, is the one who clings to one of the branches of the Zaqum tree. Whoever that creates ill feeling between a husband and wife, a father and son, two brothers, two relatives, two neighbors, two friends, or two strangers, is one who clings to one of its branches. Whoever presses his or her demand hardly and harshly against someone in a pinch, knowing his predicaments and adding to his distress and affliction, is the one who clings to one of its branches. Whoever denies a debt that is owed and forces the creditor to forego the claim will go to one of its branches. Whoever mistreats an orphan, torments him or her, or unjustly appropriates his or her property is one who clings to one of the branches. Whoever that compromises the honor of a co-religionist and prompts other people to do so is the one who clings to one of the branches. Whoever engages in unlawful singing on this day that prompts sinful actions will cling to one of the branches of the Zaqum tree. Whoever that sits and recounts one's own ugly deeds in a confrontation or wrongful actions against God's servants and boasts about them is the one who clings to one of that tree's branches. Someone who has sick a neighbor, but does not pay him a visit, thereby violating rights, is one who clings to one of the branches of the tree. whoever that fails to take part in the funeral of a neighbor by not giving significance is one who clings to one of the branches. Whoever is undutiful toward parents, or one of them, is one who clings to one of the branches. Also, someone who has been undutiful towards parents, and in spite of being able to make them pleased again on this day, does not do so, is one who has caught hold of one of the branches. Similarly, whoever that commits any of the various kinds of evils on this day is one who clings to one of the branches of the zakum tree.